This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Families who used Return to Nature Funeral Home are starting to get official word about their loved ones. It comes as investigators trying to match up the names of more than 180 bodies that were improperly stored at the now defunct funeral home. Tanya Wilson got confirmation that her mother was amongst those remains this week.
Relief. I think in this situation, the best thing that could have happened was to find her, because if they hadn't, then we would have been left wondering, you know, forever.
The confirmation, though, adding to a roller coaster of emotions for Wilson and her family after they were giving a falsified death certificate and concrete mix instead of ashes. Wilson says she has been in talks with another local funeral home, which has offered to properly cremate her mother free of charge. A majority of the Colorado Springs City Council opposing a ballot measure designed to cut property taxes statewide. Council expressing their lack of support for Proposition HH in a resolution passed yesterday. Council members called the ballot measure confusing and worried it would remove local control from property taxes. A vote on the resolution was 7-0, with council members Yolanda Avila and Nancy Hengem not casting votes. City of Colorado Springs, meanwhile, wanting to bring development to an urban renewal zone on the city's southwest side. Council approved designating over 100 acres in the Gold Hill Mesa development as a commercial urban renewal zone, allowing developers to access more than $35 million in financing for infrastructure improvements. Council also approved using over $13 million in sales tax and property tax revenue to help fund the improvements in the area. That tax increment financing will be in place for the next 25 years.
Colorado Springs Utilities wants to raise rates this winter. It's a smaller increase than previous winters, but that doesn't make it any easier to absorb. The high cost and limited availability of natural gas drove higher winter rate increase by Springs Utilities in 2021 and 2022. It could happen again this winter, given the conflict in Israel and Ukraine and the possibility of severe weather. But Springs Utilities is optimistic that the winter won't be as bad. The utility is requesting only a 3% overall increase in residential rates that would add another $8 to the average monthly bill. Springs Utilities says even with that increase, customers' bills will be much lower than they were during the past two winters. We asked customers like Stephen Grantham if adding $8 to the utility bill is worth worrying about.
We've enjoyed low rates for the longest time. Former utilities employee myself had some working knowledge of how this works on the electric side. So I think for now, I think we're still in pretty good shape.
Springs Utility says under normal conditions, it can be easier to supply enough power with natural gas generators and battery storage capacity. The city council will vote on the rate proposal in 3 weeks. And a defense contractor is planning to expand into Colorado Springs. That could lead to 200 new jobs. Frontier Technologies announced yesterday that it's planning a $15 million facility at its existing office building on Garden of the Gods Road. The new Orbit Center will focus mainly on the Space Force initiatives, though it is also going to support other branches of the military. Jamie Phobos, Executive Chief of Staff for Mayor Yemi Mobilati, said that this shows that the Colorado Springs economy remains resilient.
Colorado Springs is hot right now, and that's great news for us and for our economy. And just in the past year, we've brought in 9 new projects, new companies, that together make up about 3,000 new jobs. And these are some really great, high-paying jobs.
Fabo says the facility is expected to be operational by the end of the year. And the Air Force Academy is warning its neighbors about an emergency response exercise planned for today. Those living near the academy may see increased first responder activity and hear simulated gunfire and explosions. Multiple agencies and medical facilities are going to be working with the academy on this exercise, and some of them will be involved in the event today. The exercise is scheduled to begin later on this afternoon at 5 p.m.
Very comfortable conditions across the region today. 70, the anticipated high in the Springs. 73 in Pueblo. Get outside, take advantage. through Thursday, we're mild and comfortable. Now, by Friday, our first front moves through the region. Get this, Sunday onward, we're stuck in the 30s across the region. In fact, Saturday night into Sunday, it looks like some snow, especially across the Pikes Peak region, is possible. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.